what it could be like to be on the bus with us as soon as we arrive. It's only a short video, and all the clips in here are just short, but it gives you a flavour of what it's like.
If you want those experiences, go out there.
Could we turn the volume up for the other ones? Is that possible? Thank you.
As you can see, we didn't drive everywhere. We did do some walking. Uganda is famous for its red soil. The roads are soil. They're not very comfortable, but people did walk.
It's very hot as well, and I got sunburnt a fair bit. I did wear factor 50, but I still got sunburnt.
Can you... Two people had hats on, the third one didn't, and got sunburnt.
I got sunburnt on my arm.
No pity. No pity.
Okay, so this is a slide about the kind of things we got up to. So it's just like Mission Over Here. We went to schools. We did a bit of singing. We're called the International Choir. We don't sing very well, but we give it a go. We go door-to-door visiting, which is on another slide. We go and see the needy homes. We do a lot of preaching, as you can tell. We also lead seminars, go to prisons. You name it, we do it.
Door-to-door work. And some of the huts even have a door on. That man was earning his living shelling a bean. He sits there with like a knife and he just chops all the husk off. That's his living. It's hard out there.
As you can tell, that guy is used to the Ugandan weather, so he's in the shade, but Dave's in the sun. See, I was just learning from the experienced people there.
Yes.
No hats.
On the left-hand slide, Roz actually impressed the African people because when a Bazungu goes out there, they are, that's white people, they're revered. They have to have a seat to sit on. But Roz actually joined the ladies and started peeling the vegetables with them, and that built a bond there which was very, very good. On the other slide, Jesus sent out the 12 and said, go and heal the people. And she was carrying that out and praying for that old lady that hadn't walked properly for a long time. You do get a big crowd around you, but that is doing God's work.
And once you start joining in with the menial everyday tasks and you start to become one of them, that's when the real opportunities come to share the good news with them. And that's when they listen. So you'll see later on, we were using the water pumps, and because they saw us helping them fill up the water, they wanted to know why we were here and to talk to us and learn all of that. And then afterwards, the interpreter said to me, those people responded because you became one of them. So we do that over here as well, don't we? It's the old tricks, I guess.
In the shade. In Makano, the first place we stayed at, there's an area there they call a friendship village. It is poor beyond belief. The little boy in the middle, in the wheelchair, was unable to walk. He had two wheelchairs. Both were completely wrecked. His friends around him would wheel him uphill 5 kilometres to school every day, and then get him back again. We saw the state of the wheelchairs, took one to be repaired, and the team decided there was enough cash to pay for it as a gift to that young man. That young man can now continue to go to school, and life is even easier for his friends. So God is good.
What is it, Ev? Wow. You can't go 5 minutes without Ev shouting that around.
Go on then. Yeah, churches in UK are on the decline. In Uganda, they're putting them up as quickly as they can. You know, they just grab some timber, shove it in the ground, get a roof on it, and then see about filling it round. But churches are springing up everywhere, and they don't need planning permission or councils to give them. They just do it.
But sometimes they don't even have a building. They just all gather together in one spot. They've got a bit of tarpaulin over the top, and they just worship God there. They use what they've got, what they haven't got. They just love God. So it put us to shame, really. We might have gone out there and taught them about God, but they're teaching us a lot more now. Well, you spoke.
Oh, yeah. This is a finished church. That is finished. The people go in there and worship in there. Again, it's in this very poor village. And to make sure the church is safe, the night watchman sleeps there as well to guard things. Unfortunately, like this country, nothing is totally safe. But it's life.
So even the benches are valuable to them. So they might not be guarding any gold or silver communion cups, but benches are just as valuable.
Recognise her, Ev. On a Sunday morning, we were teamed up to go off to various churches, and Ev had the misfortune of going with me. We were sent off to this church. They expected a minimum of 2 hours. Yeah. So Ev was giving testimony, and she had the privilege of, it didn't matter how long, give it everything you got. 10 minutes, where you go. Yeah. Then we sang a song. Then I got up and gave him a message, and 3/4 of an hour had gone by. Then this lady stood up, and she'd been at the crusade the night before. She'd been prayed for and healed. She'd had really bad headaches, hadn't she? And she was healed.
And the child as well.
Yes, the little. So we thought, ah. We said to the church, anybody want prayer? And they're all in front. And so we started praying for people. We had a little pot of oil and we were just giving them a cross on the head as we were praying. A lady walked up to Ev. And as Ev put, she was going back and back, didn't she? Right back. And then she exploded. Screaming and wailing and shouting. 3 big African men grabbed hold of her. Ev and myself grabbed hold of her. And she just moved us about as she wanted. I've never come across demons like it before. But who has the victory in this world?
Jesus.
And guess who won? Jesus. Yeah. If nothing else, go to Uganda for that sort of experience. And you know you're on the winning side.
So this is just a very short video clip of what church could be like out there.
So tomorrow morning, everybody.
Actually, you come back and you want to sing and you want to dance, and then you remember you're in England. I was caught out my first year. We got back. I was at the airport. I was in the toilets. And there was a lady there, so I thought, I'd say hello, like you do in Uganda. She looked at me and was horrified. But yeah, church is always lively out there. They love worshipping God.
Church is sometimes open air as well. In week 2, we were in a smaller village situation. I don't know if you can make out in the background, there's some brickwork going on. They are building a big church. But the weather's so good. The service consisted of starting with several groups that we had seminars. I was teaching business people how to run a business. Yeah. God is good. Then it went on to the service. Roz preached at it and it got a good reception.
They like seeing interactive things. So we'd done a drama of what it's like to be covered in sin, or when you go through life, you collect sins, and then you're bound up and you can't get out, but it's Jesus who has the scissors to cut the rope and set you free, and then make an appeal and people respond. So straight after the service, baptisms happened. So Matthew 28, one of my favourite verses, is 16 to 20, and obviously it says, go out and then baptise them. And this is exactly what they did. So after a week's mission, they went and baptised people.
Everybody in that other picture got baptised that day.
50.
It was a tributary of the 62. Nile. It was freezing cold, and they had to beat the banks with sticks to kill the snakes to get in the water. And they still went and got baptised.
Yeah. And the children were floating down the river, weren't they?
Yeah.
They had to, the men had to drag the children back.
The current was that strong, they let go of the children.
But last year there weren't any baptisms, were there? But then this year we had some, and you had some the same week. How many did you have? You had a big number as well.
Not as many as you.
Okay, but there was a lot of people baptised that week. So praise be to God. Then this is just a video of it happening. I know you all know what baptism looks like.
Praise God. Amen.
But actually, a lot of people were afraid to go near the river's edge in case they got in, because they don't swim. Bruno made the comment that we swim for fun, they swim if it's an accident. So if they've fallen into the Nile or something. This is a little bit of a crusade. So at a crusade, we do what we do in a service, which is do a bit of singing, share testimony, do a preach, an appeal, and then prayer.
As you can see, it was lovely and sunny, and within 20 minutes it was pitch dark.
Pitch black. But you can see the community really engaged, and they do put the music really, really, really loud. So you've got your fingers in your ears and it's made no difference. But it does attract people out of the huts to come and join in with what everyone else is doing. So it's a really good tool to be out there in the community. And then Ev again. I had to take Ev out of a lot of the videos and pictures because she was in every single one. But we join in with the children. The children absolutely love us. They come forward. They all run in 20s and 30 children sometimes. They just love white people, and they love playing with our hair and stroking men's arms because they've got hairy arms. Because they don't have hairy arms. They don't stroke my arms because they're not that hairy. But they play with my hair. But the children absolutely love to engage. And then the parents come as well, don't they? And then there's a story, but we've got to be quick.
Right. This little boy, life's tough. All the children swarmed to us, and this little boy was standing way back. He just stood back all the time. We eventually got him to us. After about half an hour of encouraging him, he did start to smile. Later on, Roz picked him up and was shocked that as she picked it, she felt a bare bottom. He had the shirt, which was the Olympics in 2012 shirt, and a pair of shorts, and that's all he had. His father had died of AIDS, his mother had AIDS and couldn't handle him, and threw him on a fire. A neighbour rescued him. But that is all he had in the world. By the end of the night, when we got in the car to go, he was crying his eyes out. He wanted to go with Roz. And that's not an uncommon story out there, but the kids are beautiful.
Then I said, we go to schools. I'm going to skip over this.
Do you want the visitors to come and speak to you?
Yes!
So as you can tell, that was quite an affluent school because it had walls and it was nice and they were all wearing school uniform. But this one, that's a school as well, but they've made a classroom out of whatever's there. At least it gets the sun off them. There are schools where they can't even afford to do that. So there's literally a chalkboard against a tree in the sun, and that's it. And then the children turn up if it's raining, but quite often they get there and get told there's no teachers, they've not come because it's raining. They don't know what to do if it's raining, they just stay at home. But they might have walked 3 miles or more to get to school and then told there's no school, but no one told them.
That is not by our power that we are here, but because you have led us to this place.
I thought I would help.
But anyone who knows Dave knows that he's a carpenter, so he's got muscles, but even he struggled to use that. I couldn't even start.
Much to the amusement of the locals.
And then this is how it should be done.
Because you are
a lot quicker, easier. But even Bruno's not used to doing it, but the locals, they want to get it done because they've got another 6 barrels to go and they've got to go to and from all day long.
But it's the meeting at the well and talking to people. It works. Mm.
Yeah, that was a great place to evangelise, actually. So this is someone's whole Bible. Ever went to see someone, she'd gone door knocking or hut to hut, and this is what she found. This was someone's whole Bible. This was the only bit. Do you remember what verse it was? Did you find it?
2 Peter.
But Ev was delighted to be able to say, I'll have that, and you can have a whole new shiny Bible. So they were probably the flavour of the month in that village, because there's a whole Bible. So, is God calling you to Uganda? Or is God calling anyone you know to Uganda? Would you love to go and experience something like that? I know a lot of people are called to stay locally and to stay in the UK. I know Dave felt like that for a long time.
All of the years that John started going to Kenya, and he used to, come on out there, no, my place is here. And it wasn't until that pair down there... If you want to go, talk to Judy and Sydney. They'll give you all the genuine information. They'll explain about everything. A tremendous help. They've been going 18 years, Sydney?
16.
16 years. They'll even teach you part of the Ugandan language. Bless you.
I know there's a lot of people in here today who have been on those missions. So thank you very much for going faithfully. But... if there's anyone you know who says, I want to go abroad, I want to work for God, then please do recommend going with TFM, going to Uganda or Kenya. It'd be great to have them or to have you. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.